You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Get to Know Your Customers Day, Tony. Is there anything you'd like to ask our viewers?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. How many of you weren't born when this show started? How many?
Fascinated with age. Fascinated with who's old enough to know what we're talking about.
Well, the answer from you most of the time when you mention Loretta Young is nobody but me, right? Nobody but me. Welcome Just to PTI, you. Boys and girls. In today's episode, Nick Sirianni talks with his bosses, Jim Harbaugh interviews with the Falcons, and Brian Windhorst joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with breaking news in the NBA. The Indiana Pacers are reportedly finalizing a trade to acquire 2-time All-Star forward Pascal Siakam from the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors will receive Bruce Brown, Jordan Wara, and 3 first-round picks from Indiana, 2 this year, 1 in 2026. Wilbon, what does this deal tell you about both teams?
Well, Tony, we know Toronto's in full rebuild mode, and they got a few years to do this. Won a championship in 19. Kawhi Leonard didn't re-sign. They tried to go after it once, and now they're saying, okay, we're going to set this aside. The draft is how you acquire great players. I mean, just look at the Pacers, who we now move to, starting with Tyrese Halliburton, who has one hell of a running mate now with Siakam. And you got Buddy Hield, right, who's shooting now, should take him off the market because you're going to need to sort of space the floor and keep him and what he does. The Pacers, Tony, look, I know they have no sort of defensive identity at all, but Siakam is a good defensive player. He probably becomes their best defensive player just by stepping in the locker room and onto the floor. I really like what the Pacers have done. They're not going to catch Milwaukee or Boston with this move. Could they conceivably catch past the Knicks? Yeah. Could they contend with Joel Embiid in Philly? Maybe. It's going to be a very entertaining team. I mean, Siakam's off the free agent market. One would think he would sign with the Pacers, stay there, not available to Golden State, not available to the Lakers or Philly or other teams that might look at him. This is a big, bold move by the Pacers. I like it, and I think it moves the Pacers up to where they can threaten to be third in the East. Threaten.
Well, you know much more about this than I do. I will concede that when I heard about this afternoon, my first thought was, what is Toronto doing? Siakam is the last person on the team from the championship team, so now they have nobody from that team, and they don't have the coach from that team. They traded Ananobi to the Knicks. The Knicks got immediately better. Siakam will make the Pacers immediately better. They average 125.6 points per game, which is the highest scoring team in the entire league. They will now average 145 points a game, and they will give up 144.8 because that's pretty much what they do. Look, this is the only way that Indiana can get better. They have to trade because they're not going to get free agents. It's just not how it works. They traded Sabonis and they got Halliburton. They're probably happy with that. They may be trying to replicate Sabonis in Siakam now. And, you know, and good for them, because they're going for it now. Good for them.
Yeah. And, Tony, Rick Carlisle, as a coach, knows what he's doing. He's wearing something we call a championship ring. Not from Indiana, from Dallas. But Rick knows what he's doing. He knows how to deploy these guys. Again, I don't know that many people will be as high on the Pacers as I am now, because, again, they're not going to – this move doesn't enable them to catch Boston and Milwaukee. But they're going to be fun to watch. They're going to beat some people, and some people are going to struggle to stop them. Staying in Philly, Jeff McClain of the Philadelphia Inquirer reports that Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni is spending the day on exit interviews with players and coaches before eventually meeting with owner Jeffrey Lurie and GM Howie Roseman. Tony, after seeing the Eagles just melt away, should Sirianni's job be in jeopardy just a year after he led his team to the Super Bowl?
On the record, no. I mean, he's been here 3 years. He went 9-8, 14-5, and 11-6. That's 34-17, and he got to the Super Bowl, and you're going to fire this guy? But the fact is that the team completely cratered. They lost 6 out of their last 7, including a terrible performance in a playoff game on Monday night. They appeared to be indifferent in that game. Jalen Hurts, there were shots of him sitting alone on the bench. Like, he wasn't even concerned about what was going on. He went from an MVP candidate that I touted for 2 years to total mediocrity. In those 7 games, he's got 6 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions. Is that the coach's fault? Is that his fault? But if I go back to the question, should his job be in jeopardy? Mike, every single person on that team and the organization, their job should be in jeopardy. Okay? I mean, this was a terrible result. It looks like a terrible systemic problem there. And I guess you could fire every coach except Sirianni, but what's the point in that? What's the point?
Yeah, Tony, I don't know that there would be a point there, but you know, this is a franchise that, starting with Andy Reid, has let a couple of coaches go after getting to the Super Bowl. I mean, the patience is not synonymous with Philadelphia sports. It just isn't. And so you know this is what they do. There would be a lot more patience in other cities with other franchises, and Lurie's not going to be guilty of that necessarily. Tony, I look at it and I go, okay, can you get the spirit back in that locker room, in those offices with that franchise if Sirianni comes back there? Can you go into the off-season, you know, camps and the training camp and say, okay, this guy, we're going to run it back with him leading the operation, we're going to change.
If he lost the locker room. The locker room, you can't.
Right. And so I can't believe I'm saying, yes, his job could be in jeopardy, but yeah, it could be in jeopardy. Probably should.
Yeah, it could be. All right, let's move to NFL coaching interviews. The Atlanta Falcons have already interviewed Bill Belichick and Jim Harbaugh for their open job. They've interviewed 5 other candidates as well, but for the purposes of this question, they may as well be on the moon. Wilbon, do you like Atlanta's chances of landing either Belichick or Harbaugh?
Not really, Tony, because we talk all the time about how, and we certainly have guests who know what they're talking about, who know this is a quarterback league. It's a quarterback-driven league more than ever before, and you have to have one. And Atlanta doesn't have that. Now, they could make a trade and have one that appeals to these coaches. But in the cases of Belichick and Harbaugh, they weren't being interviewed. They interviewed. They take this interview because of the respect of the owner that they have, but they were doing the interviewing. They're sitting there going, okay, I'm here. I'm sitting here in Atlanta with you or wherever they met because a G6 took them there. And they say, why should I come here? Tell me what it is about your organization, your franchise, your locker room, your culture. Why should I even think about coming to coach you? Convince me. That's where Belichick and Harbaugh are. The others are being interviewed.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right about a quarterback. They don't have a quarterback. Belichick just spent 3 years without a quarterback, and now he doesn't have a job. Harbaugh had a lot of success in the NFL, and I believe he had Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick, who are much better than what Atlanta has right now. So the question for Atlanta is this. Do you trade for Russell Wilson? Do you trade for Justin Fields? Do you sign Kirk Cousins as a free agent? Because neither of these guys is going there if you don't have a big-time quarterback. I mean, it really is that simple. You can't you can't win without it. Nobody wants to spin their wheels. Do they make that kind of move? Honestly, Mike, if I'm Belichick, I'm sort of waiting on Dallas. My mentor, Bill Parcells, went to Dallas. Maybe you can win in Dallas, but I don't see the attraction of Atlanta, and I don't think you do either.
I don't either. Maybe Arthur Blank has something to say to whisper in their ear to make it seem more attractive.
Quarterback's
like we're going to get one of those quarterbacks you mentioned. But Tony, the Chargers have a young quarterback,
Justin
and they got
Herbert.
Defensive studs. They got a couple of guys on defense going to a place called Canton. So there are other places that those two coaches could go where the pieces and Dallas is one seem to be in place.
Let's take a break. Coming up, what's the significance of Joel Embiid and the Sixers beating Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets last night? We're going to ask Brian Windhorst.
We'll also ask him about the choices the Lakers face as they creep toward the trade deadline.
Hey, Wilbon, your boy Grayson Allen had 9 threes last night for Phoenix.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
Let's get back into the NBA with our great friend ESPN senior NBA writer Brian Windhorst. Brian, let's start with this. The Pacers are reportedly landing Pascal Siakam. How does that change the East in your mind?
Well, the Pacers are getting a high-level player. Siakam has been all NBA twice. He's not a number one, but they're hoping they have a number one in Tyrese Haliburton. And they're getting that guy without giving up any of their core rotation players, not even Ben Mathurin, who's Canadian and is one of the best bench players in the league. So for the Pacers to be able to acquire a player like this, yes, they're giving up some draft picks, but 2024 draft picks are not highly valued. It's a big hit for them. I think it definitely brings them into contention to get into that top four, and that's what you want to do. There's those three teams in the East that are sort of a cut above everybody else. The fight is really for home court in the first round, and I think the Pacers, once Tyrese Haliburton gets ready, will be able to try to chase that right now.
Yeah, Tony, Brian and I might be spending a little more time in Indianapolis than we originally thought. Brian, let's go to last night's matchup between Joker and Embiid, which was completely fabulous. I want to ask you your takeaway from that matchup, but also if you had any issue with Embiid saying to Joker, you're the best in the world. You are the best guy right now. I'm trying to get what you've got. How did you feel about that and that matchup?
Well, okay, so I don't really... Obviously, I think that Embiid is being sincere when he's praising him. But a couple of days ago, Embiid said he didn't really care about not winning the MVP if he didn't play 65 games, which is the new rule. And I can tell you, that's just not true. Of course he cares about the MVP. Does he care about it more than winning a title? No, but he wants the MVP. And he believes in himself, too. And he believes, probably, I mean, I can't say for sure, I'm not in his head, but the Joel Embiid that I know believes there's nobody better in the world than him. So he thinks he can beat him. He's beaten him several times in the last season. And I'll tell you, like, one of the great disappointments of last year was Philly letting that series with Boston go through their fingers because Embiid really couldn't finish strong. Maybe it was because of his knee, maybe because of something else. They let that series go. I think Philly beats Atlanta, and I think Philly is better equipped to compete in the finals than just about any team in the East against Jokic. So, like, I don't think Philly's going to beat Boston this year. I think they're a cut below them. We'll see what they do at the deadline. But I think that would be an incredible finals. And I think I would love watching them go up against each other. And, you know, we had something amazing in the NBA happen last night. We had those two guys going against each other, three MVPs between them, playing like MVPs, big, giant, old-fashioned, huge men in basketball. And then if you turned over to the Suns-Kings game, you saw Kevin Durant playing center, leading a 22-point comeback against Domantas Sabonis, who had a triple-double playing a completely different game, which just shows you the variety of talent that we have in the NBA today.
Yeah, variety of talent and size, too. Let me go to the Clippers, something that was happening across the street from where I sit right now. who beat the Thunder last night in another thrilling game. 18-4 the Clippers are since the start of December, Brian. James Harden, God help us, says he's happy. What do you see from the Clippers right now? Are they a serious threat to Denver in the West?
Yes, they're a serious threat to win the entire thing. I was at three Clipper games last week. The spirit on that team is spectacular. They feel great. They're playing great. They're deep. They can play a bunch of different ways. Kawhi looks spectacular. Paul George looks spectacular. I know James Harden's happy. I'm not sure he was exactly thrilled that Kawhi took a contract that was for less than the max years and less than the max dollars, because that's going to impact him this summer. But I think he does re-sign there for a number of years and for big money. And I think the Clippers, if they can stay healthy, and that's the biggest if maybe in the NBA, they got a great chance to win it all.
All right, Brian, we'll get you out of here on this. The 20-21 Lakers, they host the Mavericks tonight. Anthony Davis has said that this nearly two-week stretch of playing, I guess, at home in L.A. will be vital to their hopes of contending down the road. What do you see as the Lakers' potential courses of action?
Well, they definitely need to try to do something to upgrade the roster. The team's just frankly not as good as what they thought. Last year was a set of circumstances that doesn't seem to be repeating. So, guys, they have two things they can really trade that have value. One is they have one first-round pick they can trade either in 29 or 30, and they have Austin Reeves. And it's not that Austin Reeves is necessarily an all-star yet, but his contract relative to his talent is very positive. So what their goal should be, can they upgrade this roster without giving up both? And if they can do that, I think they will try to do that. Try to get into the playoffs and then make a puncher's chance with LeBron and AD. That's what they did last year. But they need more offense. And Darvin Ham has been all over the place. He just changed the starting lineup again, trying to figure out a way to stitch this team together so that they can score. So if they make a move, it's also got to be something that helps them offensively.
Thank you, Brian, as always. Thank
Brian,
you.
Brian, appreciate it.
Let's take one last break, but still to come, the Edmonton Oilers are on a heater.
And could we see another number one team go down tonight when UConn hosts number 18 Creighton?
Did Brian just talk about trading a number one pick in 2029 or 2030?
That's what they got. That's
Did
what
he
they
actually
got, Tom.
Say that?
That's all they got.
20 years from now.
Hey, Oklahoma.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive Vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 42nd birthday, Dwayne Wade. Normally, I would stay away from Wade's birthday because of your Pavlovian response to Wade Wilbon.
My man.
Saying that you love him, declaring he's the second greatest shooting guard you've ever seen.
Well, maybe
but
third,
there is Wade
maybe
news we have to acknowledge. The Miami Heat have announced their plans to immortalize Wade with a bronze statue outside their arena. Wade was on championship teams there with LeBron, and before LeBron with Shaq. Pat Riley, the team president, said of Wade at halftime of last Sunday's game when plans for the statue were announced, and I'm quoting here, when we retired his jersey in February of 2020, I said Dwayne was the face of this franchise forever, and I meant it, unquote.
Good for Pat Riley. Of course, he's right. Tony, you used to spend a lot of time in South Florida, and I think you'll agree with me that Dan Marino was probably a top the athletes, former athletes, people who meant the most to South Florida, Dan Marino. But there's got to be room for Dwayne Wade, who did all those things as a civic treasure and also won some championships. There's got to be room for both of them, right?
I would think so, sure. As long as Marino is first, come on. Happy anniversary, Bruce Arians. On this day 11 years ago, the Arizona Cardinals hired Arians, who was then officially the Colts' offensive coordinator. Arians had stepped in to coach the Colts when Chuck Pagano took time off to battle leukemia. Arians did so well, he was named AP Coach of the Year, the first time that award went to an interim coach. Arians went on to win that same award with the Cardinals. But Arians' greatest moment as a coach was winning the Super Bowl at Tampa Bay with Tom Brady as his quarterback. At 68 then, Arians is the oldest coach to win a Super Bowl. He's now a consultant with the Bucs and very enthusiastic about Brady's replacement, Baker Mayfield.
Tony, the league is boring, more boring, less exciting without Arians, who I know you believe was engaging and fun, even entertaining. He could be one of the sunshine boys with Pete Carroll and Belichick, couldn't he?
Yeah, but he promised me a hat and he never sent it. Happy trails to last night's game for the Maple Leafs. The Edmonton Oilers continued on their heater last night as they won a team record 11th straight game, beating Toronto 4-2. Edmonton was down 2-0, then scored four straight goals. They've trailed in seven of these 11 straight wins. Leafs coach Sheldon Keefe said, quote, "They've been the best team in the league for the last 2 months by a mile," unquote. It started when they fired coach Jay Woodcroft and brought in Chris Knobloch. The Oilers were 3-9-1 when they made that change. They're 21-6 since.
Tony, when you say team record for Edmonton, a franchise that has five Stanley Cups, I mean, that is a big deal for that franchise. Interesting to see how long they keep this going.
We also want to express our sympathies over the passing of Warriors assistant coach Dejan Milojevic. The 46-year-old died after suffering a heart attack at a private team dinner in Salt Lake City. Milojevic joined Steve Kerr's staff in 2021 and worked with centers and forwards. He was closely associated with the early development of Nikola Jokic in Serbia. The NBA has postponed tonight's game between the Warriors and the Jazz.
Yeah, Tony, it's just an incredible thing that Milojevic passed and had a heart attack at 46 years old. Quite a playing career, 15 years overseas, a guy that is really acknowledged and liked tremendously around the league. And you can understand why the Warriors are just jarred from this happening in front of them as this news spreads throughout the NBA.
Completely understand. Let's go to the big finish if we could. The Kings blew a 22-point fourth quarter lead, lost to your Suns. Explain that.
It's hard to explain the Suns, Tony. They've been the worst fourth quarter team in the NBA this season. And all of a sudden, they broke out of it last night. We'll see if they can stay out of it with all those guys healthy and playing and shooting it well. Alex Van Pelt says he's out as Browns offensive coordinator. Does that make sense?
No, they were 11-5. They went through four quarterbacks. It can't be his fault. They did well. Stop it. Bernard Langer says this will be his final Masters this year. Your thoughts?
I know he's 66 and he's missed a couple of cuts, but he also won the U.S. Senior Open last year. He wins still. I want to see him play. Number one UConn hosts number 18 Creighton tonight. Are you smelling upset?
No, let's let a number one team continue. Last one, Wolves at Pistons tonight. Are you smelling upset?
Nah, the Wolves have lost three straight. You know, it's that time of season. They need to see a homecoming opponent to get right. The Pistons are just that opponent.
We are out of time. We will try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Two countdowns tonight, ABC and ESPN. Check your local listings, as they used to say. Tony, you know about local listings. But if you're streaming, you
I get TV Guide still. I'm the only guy.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.